The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show. It'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for another Friday. If you've just tuned away from Funny Friday and tuned over to The Sod Show, you're very welcome. We've got Peter Donegan on the line. Hello, Peter.
Brian, how are you? Good afternoon. Great, glorious day in Dublin, isn't it?
It is indeed, for a change. How much rain fell on the Leinster area this week?
Well, I was watching it quite closely. They were saying on Tuesday, Wednesday, or was it to be Wednesday, Thursday, that we're going to have something in the region of 30 millimetres over the course of the 12 or 24 hours. I'm unsure. What I do know is Tuesday, I was almost crisp like a duck, you might say. Sorry, the machines have stopped in the background, but I was almost crisp like a duck with the beautiful sunshine that we had. Wednesday, however, I had waders on, and myself and Noah were both collecting one of each animal to try and put them into the ark. It was that kind of weather. Today, however, I think and hopefully the balance has kind of turned in my favour. And I have to say, quite happy with the end result.
Bit of an amateur nerd on the weather here myself, but I don't think it was as bad as some of them were expecting. Would that be right?
No, I'll be dead honest with you. Like, I'm in the middle of building and creating a garden at this moment in time, and the weather on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday and today hasn't stalled nor halted me in any way whatsoever. So that's, like, you know, don't get me wrong, you don't get into landscape in Ireland at the age I did and then put money into putting yourself through college knowing that the climate is what the climate is. I mean, we don't live in the south of France. We don't live in South Africa. It's Ireland, it's Dublin. You know, that's the way it goes, you know. So you just get on with the programme. But you're right, it wasn't as bad as some people had made out to be. I mean, I'd heard, you know, cliches, batten down the hatches and start filling the sandbags kind of thing. I think the reality was that it was 30 mils, but it did fall over a 24-hour period versus the floods that we had, which was, correct me if I'm wrong, 60 to 80 mils that fell over a 3-4-hour period, and that was the problem. I mean, the drainage system just couldn't cope at the time. The garden we're in, my own garden, sure, the grass got a bit soggy, but nothing we couldn't cope with, to be quite honest with you. And like I said, didn't affect me in any way work-wise, which is the most important thing.
And it's all good for the growing.
You're right, yeah. I mean, from the growing perspective, the only thing that's down, and this is where we're stepping into horticulture now, Brian, is temperatures haven't really tipped over to 12, 14 degrees Celsius. So if you're watching Martin King on the weather reports or the lovely ladies from TG Cahir, watch the numbers that appear on the screen. 12, 14 Celsius is the growing point for most plants. That's the kickoff point. Below 12 Celsius, it's quite difficult. Plant growth will be ticking over, but not much really will be happening. And that's part of the problem. A lot of gardens that I had maybe applied fertilizer to, let's say 2-3 weeks ago, or even weed killer to, you've got a situation where the weed killers work based on the growth hormones in the plant, equally the fertilizers. They will try and fertilize the plant, but they can't really fertilize it if the plant isn't growing, if that makes sense to you. And plant doesn't grow unless its temperature is above 12, 14 Celsius.
And grass as well.
That, like, you do have that big patch of rain, but it's not, plant growth hasn't really kicked in, if that makes sense.
And grass growth as well, around 12 degrees, is it?
Yeah, well, like, again, yeah, 12, 14 Celsius. Now, that's, you know, just a general rule, 1 pound or 1,000. But, like, to put it in context, I spoke to a friend of mine, Paddy, yesterday evening. Paddy was saying he's cut his grass 4 times this year. Bear in mind, we are the gardener's guide for the month of May, Brian. Paddy yesterday told me he'd only cut his grass 4 times so far this year. I have only cut my own grass 3 times this year. And that's unheard of. And part of that goes back to the fact that we had a very, very, very mild winter. I mean, there are maple trees that aren't even in flower. There are horse chestnut trees that I saw yesterday afternoon out in Howth, north to Dublin, beautiful part of the country, and the horse chestnut trees are still in bud. They haven't fully come into leaf, so it's a very, very, very slow season, and plants are still a little bit unsure of what exactly is happening. So if you do have a tree in your garden that isn't in full leaf or hasn't come into flower like it normally would have, just pay no attention to it. It will figure itself out by the time next year comes around, which is what gardening is all about.
You made a new friend this week. Have a listen to this, Peter.
Good morning, Peter Dunnigan.
Who's that?
That was Hector O'Hookagon from RTE 2FM, our good friends. Yes, I have to say, the national broadcaster.
Can I just play that one more time? And we'll go into this in a second.
Good morning, Peter Dunnigan.
What I'm going to do is we're going to play the recording with you and Hector at the end of the podcast, okay?
But please
tell us,
do,
what,
yes.
what happened this week? What he gave you a call or something, did he?
Apparently has decided, and he will tell you himself on the the bit that you're going to air, that he believes gardening is the new rock and roll. I think I noted to him that I believed that myself for too many years, but I still do, actually, funnily enough. So it's nice to have a friend indeed who believes in the same ethic, you might say.
Peter, we're also going to just cover some news as well, some things that you've pointed out need mentioning. And you've been to the social networks, to the Facebook page for your Donegan Landscaping, and put out the call for any news. And our good listeners have come in with some news for us. And we go to Cork first, and news in from thesecretgardener.com. They've won Green Retailer of the Year in the Green Awards Ireland. Nothing to do with myself. A perfect acknowledgement of their 10-year garden centre, 16 years on the just gone past there on St. Patrick's Day. So well done to them. They also have, on the 13th of May, Environmental Awareness Day, details to be confirmed, but will include compost awareness in conjunction with Cork County Council. So you get all the details on thesecretgardener.com. They also tell us that Kieran Walsh of Super Nemos also got two awards at the Green Awards. So I checked out Super Nemos, and lo and behold, what is Super Nemos? It's a biological control product containing microscopic beneficial nematodes found in healthy soil, which are specially formulated to aggressively pursue several different groups of insect pests. And there was me thinking Super Nemos was something to do with the GAA club in Cork, Nemo Rangers, but it's not. Have you tried Super Nemos, Peter?
Not yet, Brian, I have to say. I do know Kieran, do know the product, I have to say, quite well. It's been on the market now for a year or two. I first came across it, funnily enough, in bloom, and I have kept in touch with Kieran, but I haven't entirely used it yet, I should say.
You are also doing something in the near future. You are a celebrity gardener now, Peter. How did you become a celebrity gardener now? I want to investigate this. Hunstown Community Centre presents Garden Fair and Sod Show Celebrity Gardener, in inverted commas, Peter Dunnigan, Thursday, May the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in the Community Centre. All welcome. That's the Community Centre down in Hunstown. And there's spot prizes, hanging baskets, pots and plants for sale. And admission is a mere €2.
Yeah, and on that note, Brian, they're also looking for, if anybody does want to get involved, if they want to donate a few prizes, they're trying to raise a few bob, I think, locally is what's happening, or that's what it's turned into. So I think they have asked me, would anybody, garden centres, nurseries, whatever the case may be, like to chuck in a few spot prizes, come along in the day. I will bring the Sideshow microphone if people let me know that they're coming along and give them prizes, and we'll happily note them for their efforts.
Here on The Sod Show, we love your news, so keep sending it in. The way to get it to us is #Sod Show on Twitter. It's just hash and then Sod Show, and you tweet us out what you're doing. You can also reach us via the programme blog, which is blog.donneganlandscaping.com. It's not really our blog, but we've hijacked it on Peter. And you can get us on Facebook as well. Where are we on Facebook?
Again, you've hijacked my Facebook page, Brian, and that's facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping.
Peter, as you say, this week we're going to feature the work that people will be doing in May in their garden. What's on the horizon?
Well, the big one that we touched on just there was the grass cutting, Brian, and that is probably where I would start. People may not think it is a good time to be dropping down fertiliser, being that grass growth is quite slow. The things that I've been doing and will be doing for the next four coming weeks, and this is the Sod Show Gardener Advice for the month of May, bear that in mind. So the first thing I've been doing is I did put down, there's an organic moss treatment program that I've been putting down on some of the lawns. Use the fertiliser spreader if you have one. If you don't, I have to say, a very worthwhile investment. It is hugely important that an even application is put out, and it also means that there's very little waste as versus the old broadcast by hand method. Based on that as well, what I would also say is if you can, try and put down a lawn fertiliser as well, just to give it that boost. I mean, every single plant over the last two tough winters, bearing in mind, it's not been easy in any way. So, you know, give them a little bit of castor sugar and go out and talk to your plants. It's you know, it's quite important as well on that one. The other thing I suppose of note, and people have been asking me this, which is, you know, I always tend to say that I've got enough that I should be able to have cut flowers on my table or flowers in some format on my kitchen table. And on that note, like, so far, you know, between after those coming in, then straight after that we had the tulips, you're now into summer bedding plant season. So, you know, there's no harm in going out and just doing up those old window boxes, doing up the hanging baskets. It does make a huge, huge, huge difference. If you're looking for a tree that is in flower at this moment in time, there are two. One is the upright cherry, as it's commonly known. Its Latin name is Prunus, P-R-U-N-U-S, amana, A-M-A-N-A-G-O-W-A, all one word, Prunus amanagawa. And also what you will find is that apple trees, my own apple trees in my own garden, are in flower as well, which is a great sign and probably a good reminder for us all to go out and plant an apple tree in our garden. The bees love it. You get an apple in return and it's so easy. You just dig one hole, put it in, and it gives and gives and gives and gives and gives year after year after year.
By the way, we use Latin on the Sod Show, so you don't have to, but sometimes it does help when you head down to the garden centre where they're still using that Latin stuff and we don't use it here, that if we give it out, it does help you communicate with the guy what it is you're looking for. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely true. No, I mean, if you're going down looking for a cherry tree, you know, there are 50 different types. It's like a tin of Heinz beans, Brian is the easiest way to say it. So, yeah, Prunus amanagawa, it's hugely important that you remember that one.
Let me just backtrack there for a second. And I know we've gone into May, but being Ireland, the April showers will not stop. And I've come up with a good reason why I remain a novice at this by non-engagement in gardening myself. Because I can come up with really dumb questions like the following. So, you're talking about the lawn and grass cutting and feeding. With all the rain, when is the best time to attack that grass? So you're watching the clouds and the breaks and the sun days and the rain days. When is the best time in that cycle to go out and get a trim on the lawn?
Well, the funny thing is, if you go back to the interview we did with Ronnie Delaney and Vince from Ballyboho's Pitch and Putt Club, bearing in mind, you might say, I know disrespecting them, two novices dealing with what is an immaculately maintained pitch and putt course, a large area of lawn using only domestic. One of the notes that Ronnie made on it, and it's quite wise to remember, is just go out and walk the lawn. Go out and walk it first. Do that visual touch, feel, inspection. There is no golden rules in horticulture, Brian. You need to use the eyes and the senses and everything that you have, the touch, feel, etc. So if you do that and you feel that it's okay, if it's dry enough that your foot isn't squelching, if the water isn't coming up over the heel of your shoes, if you have a mulching mower, if the grass is a little bit dry on top, there's a point in between, I suppose, gardening in Ireland and working with the weather and working with the elements and understanding those elements and knowing that, look, tomorrow it may rain as well, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, I think the weather forecast, again, we're going back to how we started with the show, but the weather forecast for Tuesday wasn't supposed to be great, and like I said, I was crispy duck.
Yes, indeed, Peter. And what else could people be looking to in May in the garden?
Well, from a vegetable point of view, what I'd say is, like, my onions now are just starting to form that bulb. They're at about 2 foot tall by the foliage side of it. So if you're into a little bit of grow your own, apartment or not, what I do have, and I do know next week I have two gardens that I have to go to, both of them are quite honestly saying, look, I'm not really into the farming side of it, but I wouldn't mind a little bit of grow your own veg. If that is the case and you're only trying to start off on it, get yourself a nice window box, scatter some lettuce seed across the top. That will do. One, you can do the broadcast, old broadcast method. It's quite easy, and just wait for it to appear. Equally, what I'd say, people, you know, tend to use a heck of a lot of parsley, and there are plants like sorrel as well, which just come year after year after year after year, a bit like an apple tree. They just keep on giving. But if you do want to get into a bit of grow your own, it's a great time for the likes of onion sets. You can plant them now, new potatoes, French, and also the runner beans as well. Radish are a really quick one if you want to try grow them with the kids. And if you want to try something a little bit more, I won't say difficult, but a little bit more difficult, turnip and broccoli are a great one to have a crack at as well, you know. Other than that, Brian, if you're back into the amenity horticulture side of things, if you have a good lopping shears, and I've had to do it myself, I've gone out, I've given the hedge a good trim. I like my old front garden rules, so I've given my hedge just a little bit of a trim. People say you shouldn't be cutting hedges because the birds are nesting at this moment in time. That's absolutely true, and it's fully understandable. But at the same token, just keeping it nice, neat and tidy is allowed. And that is one thing that I've done. The other thing I've also done this week in my own garden is a little bit of crown raising, which is the lifting the lower limbed branches off the trees, bearing in mind they haven't entirely come into bud. And on that note, if you are thinking of putting a hedge into your garden, now is an absolute brilliant time to be doing it, because number one, we've got buckets of water, which means you don't have to carry the hose, water rates, etc., arguments on the horizon. And on that note as well, what I would say is if you don't have any, do try and get yourself down to your local garden centre, pick yourself up a water butt and try and connect it to your drain pipes. They range in price between 45 and about 85 quid. I know some of the local county councils do provide them, and you can buy them with your bin tags and therefore claim it back off your tax at the end of the year. But they are an absolutely great investment, and no disrespect, but they are a little bit cheaper than plumbers as well.
Just backtrack for a second, and we will be doing something on the water issue, no doubt, on this show. But just go back to a vegetable, and I have a question for you. And I don't have to conjure up a listener question from a very dumb perspective, because I can do that all on my own. But you mentioned turnip, right?
Yep.
And you said, you know, go window box or whatever. And I'm thinking maybe you need a raised bed or something a bit bigger down the back of the garden for the turnips. But where do you start? What do you do? Are we heading for a packet of seeds? What are we looking for?
Listen, I'll backtrack on this one. People say to me, I live in a balcony apartment complex. I can't grow turnips in mine. I was in a house 3 weeks ago. Sorry, I'll rephrase it. I was in an apartment with no balcony and only a window ledge about 3 weeks ago. They had an old Crusoe pot, you know, the old French pots that had been burnt to a cinder. The lady in question had gone out, she'd filled it with some old recycled compost, and guess what? Some old ground coffee beans and some excess tea leaves were stuffed into the bottom of it. She had bought a packet of turnip seeds and put two on the top of it. There was a turnip growing in her kitchen. That's how much space you need to give this a go. And bear in mind, Brian, all of the botanical Latin aside, it is all about giving it a go. If you have a little bit more than that, I've seen people grow them in hanging baskets. I kid you not, so long as the chain is strong enough to take the weight of the turnip. If you don't want to try turnips, try swedes. They grow a little bit smaller than that. If you don't want to try swedes, try radishes. They grow a little bit smaller again, but they look like mini turnips. You can do all of these things. And if you want to go a stage further, then go to window box, then try a raised bed. And if you want to go a stage further, you can buy 400 acres of land quite cheap in Ireland at this moment in time, and you can plant away to your heart's content.
Peter, we are Dublin City FM, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, but do you have to go out into the sticks to a garden centre, or can you get these seeds in the city? Any shops doing a good supply of seeds, as you mentioned? And could you just add to that a question, could I also do sweet potato?
Sweet potato is something that you'll find. Sam Denigan is actually, you should check them out, Brian, online. I'm not too sure of Sam's website address, but I know they're doing sweet potato. Also, Pat Fitzgerald down in Kilkenny has been growing, my apologies, sweet potato quite successfully. It's not something that I've tried to grow myself. It does need a little bit extra TLC. And I suppose because of that, people maybe are a little bit hesitant to try it. I think what you'll find is, and carrots are a great example of that, you try them, they fork, they don't look too good. I am the gardener, you see, so therefore I kind of take a step back and go, no, actually I won't grow that. Onions and garlic, which is probably the easiest plant that you can ever try and grow. I mean, if you want to do something with your kids, that's exactly what you do. Onion sets, garlic sets, twice the depth of the seed or the bulb, in this case, is what it appears to be, below soil level, and that is it. So, potatoes? No, haven't tried it, but there shouldn't be any. There's no major rocket science, or rocket leaves, as some people call it, behind it. You just literally, and as I said, you have a go. And if it fails, try something different.
I can't get in here, Peter, but no, I doubled up the question, but where in the city, do you know of any places we could get some seeds?
To be honest with you, Brian, you'll find most of the garden centres now, most of the garden centres all have a wee little seed section. If not, there is, up by Millet's Camping, there is Mr. Middleton, is quite highly regarded for buying any seeds. So should you be in Dublin City Centre, like our good friend Anthony McGuinness, and you need 10 litres of compost, a small bag of compost, you can go in there and get them. But equally, in most of the Dun stores, most of the supermarkets are doing them as well now at this stage of the game.
Ah, yes, so you could go to the likes of Lenehan's and these kind of DIY places, and they would possibly do a line in the gardening section.
Yeah, no, as I said to you, the grow-your-own side of things has become that big. In fact, any of the B&Qs, almost all of the hardware stores are starting to do it as well. But that said, I'm an old plants person kind of a guy. Although young, hip and groovy, I still do like going and having a browse around the plant specialist. So I would recommend, you may be living in Dublin City Centre, your mother may be from Roscommon, ring Auntie Mary and ask her to post you up a packet of seeds. Ask her, in fact, to buy a packet of seeds, which usually contains about 100 or 300, for which you will never use them in your lifetime. And ask her to post you up three stuck to the back of a little piece of sellotape. That's all you need.
I'm going to put you on the spot again, but it's about me. What do you think are the chances that I'd actually go and do that within the next 5 days?
I'd say more chance of you landing on the moon, being quite honest with you, Brian, and building your own rocket. But at the same token, I would fall off my stool should that happen, but I would also like to see it.
I'm not messing with the listeners, but it's what, 1 year, 2 months into the show, and do you know what? I'm thinking I might just do it. I go for the jam jar, I'll get some seeds, I'll tell you next week what I got, and if I haven't done it, you can tick me off about it, okay?
Excellent. I look forward to that one, Brian.
Let's go for Song of the Week.
Hey, little apple blossom, what seems to be the problem? All the ones you tell your troubles to, they don't really care for you. Come and tell me what you're thinking, 'cause just when the boat is sinking, a little light is blinking, and I will come and rescue you. Lots of girls walk around in tears, but that's not for you. You've been looking all around for years for someone to tell your troubles to. Come and sit with me and talk a while. Let me see your pretty little smile. Put your troubles in a little pile, and I will sort them out for you. Not for you. You've been looking all around for years for someone to tell your troubles to. Come and sit with me and talk a while. Let me see your pretty little smile. Put your troubles in a little pile, and I will sort them out for you. I fall in love with you.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The White Stripes, Apple Blossom. You've missed a cracking show again if you've just tuned in, but I know you were here since three. Peter's on the line, and we're just wrapping things up for the month of May in your garden, Peter. Any tools that you've acquired recently that you'd like to give a mention to?
I have to say I acquired a new mallet. You can hear it tapping away in the background just there. We've a beautiful sandstone patio going down as I speak at this moment in time, hence why, once again, I'm not in the studio with you. But the mallet, Brian, if you sow your seeds, that's what I will be using against the front of your forehead, potentially, I jest indeed. No, what I would say, Brian, is look, you hit the nail on the head as regards people, apartments and growing, etc., etc. There is also a lot to be said for the person who admires a good garden, and I put this in context, there are people who like classical music but do not play the tuba, and that is absolutely allowed. If you are one of those, do get yourself out to one of Ireland's, or Dublin's, in fact, beautiful parks. I think last week we were on the island of Inishmore, which is more than worthwhile a visit. And if you are stuck for, I suppose, a plant to choose for your own garden, a lot of the times the way I do it, if I walk out to a park, I see one of those, I say, ooh, I'd like one of them. Take the photograph on the iPhone. And that's exactly what I try and buy or try and put into my own garden as well. And that's if you have a big expanse of a garden, but it's a good place to go as well, a little bit of relaxation and a cup of coffee.
Last mention for Hunstown Community Centre next Thursday, May the 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Garden fair and sod show, celebrity gardener Peter Donegan, spot prizes, hanging baskets, pots and plants for sale, admission €2. That's 1980s prices for you.
That's 1980s prices, Brian, but I would also say it's turning into what is promising to be a cracking night. It'll be quite entertaining, a bit of a wild crowd, I am told, but equally, details of that are on blog.donneganlandscaping.com if you want to come along. And also, there you will find today's podcast and all of the details to listen to it on iTunes and Facebook, etc. as well.
Coming up directly after the show on the podcast only is Peter talking with 2FM's Hector the other morning. It's worth a listen. So if you're not on the podcast, get over to the RSS feed on the blog or through iTunes. Check it out. That's it for another sod show. We'll be back next Friday at 3 p.m. Peter, as always, thanks for coming on the line and chatting to us. Someday we must actually do this face to face.
Like we used to in the old days, Brian.
Back when. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Peter Donegan.
Good morning, Hector. How are you, sir?
How's your garden this morning?
My garden is absolutely sparkling. The sun is blazing out of the skies. As you must be joking. It's a slight bit glum overhead, but my garden is actually looking quite glorious, I have
to say. Where is your garden? Where is your garden, Peter Donegan?
I'm in the wee little small town of Ballybacalia, North County Dublin, just outside Swords. Not too many people. In fact, we have a lower population that I am aware of, the island of Inishmore.
Oh, my God. That's an interesting statistic. Did you get that from the census 2011?
No, I got that from Bartley Hernan, who's the owner of Clybon Bed and Breakfast last week off the island of Inishmore.
Were you travelling?
I was down there with the people from Temple Street doing the half marathon.
I did it myself, Peter. Congratulations. That's a great half marathon. It's a beautiful place to do it. Plenty of windy bends and hills on Inishmore.
Yeah, plenty of pubs as well. And I ran it last year, but I chose to walk it this year. And it was amazing. You go to a place like that and people say, what's it like? And you kind of go, I don't know. I did Formula One around half of the island and never saw a thing. So
it is a lovely, lovely place to go. Now, you're a horticulturist, a gardener, you're Donegan Landscaping. I look it. I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I think gardening is the new rock and roll. It's the only place when I go up the top of the garden that I can be at one with myself. Nobody can touch me. When I put the keys in that ride-on lawnmower, nobody comes near me. I'm at myself. I'm relaxed. And it's my space to do my work and make the garden well. Am I right or am I wrong or am I... Am I